Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
How many of y'all have helped yourself pull yourself out of those ruts? And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, is breaking those old mindsets, because the way we think is obviously the way we're going to live. And with every new level and season of your life, we have to learn to think on that level. If we don't, then absolutely we do not achieve exactly what we want out of life. And so the Bible has a lot to say about the mind, but I have a couple questions. How many of y'all have a mind? Raise your hand if you got a mind in here. How many of y'all have given away a lot of pieces so you don't know how much you got left, but right? So your mind's like mine. It roams. Anybody ever roam? Even while I'm preaching today, your mind will go to Walmart for a minute, Target for a minute. It roams. But how many of y'all know that your mind's too little to be out roaming by itself? So we pull it back in and guard our mind. So let's go to this first scripture I want to go to in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. It says, "For who has known or understood the mind?" There it is. "The counsels, the purposes of the Lord, so as to guide or instruct him in the knowledge. But you have the mind of Christ." I want you to shout that. I have the mind of Christ. Let's say it together. You have the mind of Christ. How many of y'all don't think that God's mind is negative today, bad today, lethargic today, messed up today? No, the mind of Christ is on point. And so if we have the mind of Christ, then, well, why aren't we thinking like God? Well, obviously, it's through retraining. That's why the Bible says in Romans 12 and 2 that we're supposed to renew our mind. He says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the mind is the most powerful tool that you have. It's the most brilliant thing in the world. It is a phenomenal machine. In fact, right now, I will tell my mind to move my right foot. Check it out. There it goes, my right foot. Now, I'm going to tell it to go for the left one now. It's going in. Okay, so how many of y'all know this is how you do the hokey-pokey, right? You know, some of y'all need to do the hokey-pokey and turn yourself around, but that's a whole other sermon. The mind can tell you what you do, what you feel, but your body and your mind totally tie in together. Your feelings are the thoughts of your body. So you're like, I don't feel good. I don't feel like this is right. There's feelings, and oftentimes our feelings are erroneous if they're not renewed through the mind of Christ. So now we also understand that the thoughts that we have oftentimes are not our own. There's something that has happened in our past that's messed with our life, that's anchored us. And so now we try to change our current reality. And if we're going to change our current reality, we can't go into the new reality that we want with our old personality. In fact, this is the week of growth track where we deal with personality. Everybody has one. In fact, some of you have multiples. Come on, somebody help me. All right, so your personality is a big part of who you are. So we know that a lot of the best songwriters, they're melancholy. They're phlegmatic. They get in touch with their feelings, and they write those songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love. Right? They're sad. A lot of sad songs come from melancholy people. There are other people like myself that my personality, and everybody, by the way, you're not trying to change your personality. You're just making sure you're not in the basement of that personality. So my personality is I'm a choleric. They're leaders. They lead organizations. They move forward. They keep going. The other part of my personality is I'm way up here with choleric, and I'm right slightly below it with sanguine. That means I can change the world. I just need somebody to help me find my car keys. Right? So we have this sanguine thing that's funny and laughy, but the choleric thing is serious, but there's a basement to the choleric. So if we want to change our reality, we want to change our preferred future, we have to look at our life right now and find out what thoughts are we thinking, because as a man thinketh, so is he. As you think, so you are. You can't have a positive life without a positive mind. How could you possibly think that you could have a positive life with a negative mind? So we got to make sure that we're aware of not only our thoughts, check this out, but our subconscious thoughts. Now, there are people who are weight conscious. There are people who are self-conscious. There are people that are unconscious. Come on, help me. There are people that are God conscious. But there's something going on in our subconscious mind. In fact, we only use 5% of our brain, this incredible thing right here, we only use 5% of that bad boy while we're trying to make changes. The other 95% are unconscious thoughts that we're having, and by the way, you have 80,000 thoughts a day. 90% of those, a recent study just came out that verified what we knew 30 years ago, 90% of the 80,000 thoughts that you have are the same thoughts. You keep thinking the same thing over and over and over. And if you track it, it will be that same thing. That dirty rascal did me wrong. He did me wrong. He did me wrong. I always go on. So we must realize, hang on a minute, we can't just change our whole life through positive thinking. Now, I'm all about positive thinking. I'm all about positive speaking, but 5% is not very much compared to the 95% of the unconscious thoughts that are back there saying, you're no good, this is why it won't happen, your family's all, you know, my family, everybody was big boned and retained water and abused food, okay? So I tend to, in a lower state, abuse food. So I love to change the state that I feel by the food that I eat, and nothing can do that better than two cylinders of Girl Scout cookies. Come on, say amen to this right now. I mean, in Palm Beach County. Okay, so, but I have to, then I do this unconscious thing. I go do that. And in my unconscious mind, it says, well, at least you're not smoking crack. Wave at me right now. If you don't smoke crack, wave your hand at me right now. I'm worried, okay? All right, so our unconscious thoughts say, now I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to take charge of my life. Or I'm going to start the business. Then, now you're outside of your comfort zone and you feel insecure. You're like, I don't. And then your body starts saying, can we do it tomorrow? Anybody ever heard that? Not today. Let's don't do it. Because your feelings are the language of your body. Don't do it today. After all, your hip kind of hurts. Well, you know, for 6 months, one time my shoulder hurt and I got around a friend and I was with him and I said, I can't work out right now. My shoulder's hurt. And he goes, your abs aren't broke, are they? Right? So we make excuses, but we will not be able to make progress if we continue to make excuses. You can't have both. You've got to decide, I'm going to retrain those emotions in my past that are keeping me anchored, and I'm going to renew my mind through the Word of God, and now I'm going to see the emotions that do not belong in my future, because there are certain things in your life you can't take with you. I went to the airport the other day in Palm Beach County, and I had too many bags. And in the bags, the one bag was overweight. So they said, this bag is overweight. They're really upset about that. So you need to take 2 pounds out of this bag. How many of y'all know? I don't know what 2 pounds is. I don't know. So you just have to open it up in front of everybody. You're like, there's a boot. I assume that weighs like a pound. There's toothpaste. I don't know what that weighs. You start getting stuff out. But I had to take stuff out of one bag and put it in another bag, which really cracks me up because it's all going on the same stupid plane. Come on, somebody help. It's understanding. So, but anyway, now we, I got a lot of action out of that deal. But the point is that I was not allowed because there was limitations on the weight of that bag. They would not let me take that much with me. I'm telling you, there are limitations on your mind. There are limitations in your life. And you have to say, I cannot have those old erroneous thoughts, those old ways of doing things dictating my future. I'm going to retrain my brain because I have the mind of Christ. Shout it again. I have the mind of Christ. So people are always trying to change their reality with the old personality. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So it's not enough just to have positive thoughts, although that's very important. We also need to have positive affirmations that we're saying about ourselves every day. You retrain your brain because, again, the subconscious mind is saying you're no good, you can't do it, you're not educated enough. After all, look at all the pain of your past. Look at all the failure of your past. And we're not living in our past. Our past is over. So now we look at our past and go, hang on a minute. It is, though, a living, live record. There's certain things I can really remember as a child. I remember I got sick, and I was sick for like a week or something, and my dad was a cop, and my uncles were a cop, and they took me to Steak and Shake, and let's just thank God for Steak and Shake right now. God, we thank you right now for Steak and Shake. And so now I'm eating a Steak and Shake with them. There's smells that I'm smelling. There's feelings that I'm feeling. I'm loving the attention, and I'm loving being around the house. It feels great. There was an 18-wheeler about this big that was for sale that said Steak and Shake on the side of it, and it was for sale. My uncle says, I want to buy that for him. I can't tell you how we got there. I don't know where I lived at the time. I don't know how we got home. All I really remember vividly is I got that truck. Somehow there was so much emotion tied to that. I can still remember something that happened like 40 years ago. I'm here to tell you today that there are negative things, smells, sights, sounds, that anchor you to the past. Maybe that you were sexually abused. Maybe that your dad always said you're this or that or the other. That subconscious memory is still there. But now we need to create new ways of thinking that says, I'm not what I did, I'm what I do. Come on, somebody. I'm renewing my mind through the Word of God. I'm going to change the way I think so I can change the way I live. And I'm now going to make new choices, demonstrate new behaviors that stamp the neurons that create new patterns so I don't get stuck in the rut. So now you make new memories. We all do things that we like and we do things that we don't like. For me, and I'll ask you if you do this, anybody ever worked out consecutively for like a week or two and your body actually wanted to work out? Raise your hand. Like a few of you. Okay, so it really happens. You're like, man, yeah, I want to work out. Then all of a sudden, you get off the wagon. And then it's like, I don't want to work out. Your body's like, don't work out. But when you go work out, all of a sudden now you're working out. You're feeling great. You're lifting weights. You feel in control of your life. Dopamine's being dropped in your brain like crazy. You're creating this feeling. Now you're maybe listening to music that's pumping you up. And you're like, man, even your body says, I want to work out. Then you fall off the wagon. You can't even find the wagon. You're not even interested in the wagon. Raise your hand if you're there right now. I know a lot of people lost their wagon in this church. Okay, so now if we demonstrate those same behaviors again and we start doing the thing that we want to do, we're stamping new neurons. There's a principle in neuroscience that says this. It says nerve cells that fire together wire together. So that's why when you do that thing you don't want to do, but it gives you that drop of dopamine, I'm pressured, I'm maxed out, I want to abuse the alcohol. I want to watch this. I want to do that. Because it gives you some kind of release, and the subconscious mind says, go back to that place. Now you're making new progress, and while you're making new progress, the mind, the will, the emotions, taps in and says, you don't want to do that because you're going to be disappointed. You're never going to lose the weight. You're never going to be happy again. You're never going to love again. You can't be that because, after all, this is as big as you could ever possibly be based on the education that you have, based on the family history that you have. You can't do that. Then you have to renew your mind and go, hang on a minute. I'm not what I used to be. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Come on, somebody. And behold, all things have become brand new. Give God praise today in His house. Come on. So now we start creating new memories. We begin to hardwire our brain. Anybody in here have an iPhone? Come on, raise your hand. Palm Beach County, St. Louis County. Raise your hand if you have an Android. I'm always surprised. It seems to be about 50-50. Okay, so I don't know about the Android. All I know is about the iPhone. But sometimes if my iPhone battery starts going dead, first of all, if your phone battery goes dead, how many of y'all know you got to go home? I got to go home. You know, if I love my phone so much, I could forget my kids and not go back. I forget my phone, I got to go back. It's not an option. So my phone is sitting there running, and I'm losing battery life. Trying to get on, you know, an app, and it's going real slow. Then I realize, how many tabs do I have open? So I start looking. Wow, the Waze app is open. Amazon Prime is open. Facebook's open. Instagram's open. Twitter's open. Open, 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 open. Now I shut down all those tabs. Now all of a sudden things start functioning better. Much like your phone, basically your brain is the same thing. It has too many tabs open. Anybody ever went to bed and there was four tabs open? You're like, shut up. Anybody ever went to sleep, woke up in the middle of the night, and all tabs are like, yep, you need to take out the trash, you need to do this. I got so many problems, and in the light of day, I can't remember what those things are. So your subconscious mind is always going. And by the time you're 35, you're hardwired with a bunch of memorized patterns, a bunch of memorized behaviors, a bunch of emotional beliefs and reactions that keep you from becoming who you should be. Now let's talk about that. So man thinketh, so is he. You have the mind of Christ. Now it doesn't happen in a day. You can't retrain your brain in a moment. You have to retrain your brain by neurons that fire together, wire together. So now you're saying, I work out and I love it. I eat good and I love it. Like, I don't eat what everybody else eats because I've developed a pattern of a lifestyle because I modeled other people. And I remember Dr. Mike Frisella. I went to his office one time and he was drinking a green smoothie. And he said, you should try this green smoothie. You absolutely love it. It's absolutely phenomenal. I tried it and I like to throw up. I'm like, my God, who in their right mind would do this? He's like, no, I'm telling you, develop a taste for it. You'll like it someday. And I'm like, okay. He's like, look at my hair. It's so full. It's so bushy. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Is that a wig? And I pulled on it. No, I mean, it's real. Okay. And his abs looked good. And he's awesome. He's like, you know, 80 years old. I'm like, man. So then I started trying little baby green smoothies. It meant that, you know, while I was drinking a milkshake, I also drank a little of the green, right? Get rid of the taste. Come on, help me with this right now. So I started developing a taste for healthier foods, making better choices. And now, just like him, I can actually get rid of the erroneous beliefs that this is what I like. I like stuff that kills me. No, I like stuff that makes me healthy. I don't want the diseases that are associated with old age. I don't want growths and tumors. I don't want one out of every four people in my family dying of cancer. So that's why I say, hey, wheatgrass shots, kind of nasty, but guess what? You can chase it down with something else. Green smoothies, kind of nasty, but I tell my daughter, it beats chemo. I'm here to tell you that if you change the way you think, you change the way you live, and you live long, strong, prosperous, and healthy. Come on, let's try that one more time a little bit. Now these programs that are running in the background, here's what they said to me. Years ago when my dad died, a lot of bad things had happened to me up to that point. My wife divorced me. My dad dies. I take over his church. My mom decides to, she doesn't like the way the church is going, so she tries to start a coup and a board takeover and a whole mess. And so I still love my mom and send her a check every week for $1,000 and a half for 15 years, but she never calls, never comes around, but she cashes the check. So there is something in here on Mother's Day when I preach that for the first 13 years, I was mad. And then all of a sudden, I had reprogrammed my brain not to say, I hate Mother's Day. Now I started thinking about the godly mothers that God put in my life, and I started thinking of my wife, who is a great mother, and now I love Mother's Day. But it took a long time to do that. So now I start the church, right? And now God begins to put desires in my heart, and that might be you today. He said he gives us the desires of our heart. Here's the trick, though. Those aren't our desires. God put those desires and hardwired those in from the factory for you to do the mission, you to start the business, you to do the great things. So it's not selfish of you to want something more out of life. But then things happen, and neurons that fire together wire together, and so now I have memories of my dad's statements. We'll never be that. We're not good enough here. Going to the mall, if you're from Palm Beach County, you won't know this, but there's a mall here in St. Louis, and it's an expensive kind of mall in the Ladue area, and we'd go in there, and he would say, we don't belong here. He's telling me this out loud. We don't look like these people. And I was kind of looking around going, they have two ears, one nose, two eyes. They look like that to me. But because his family had programmed him bad, he was programming me bad, although inside I kind of thought, I don't understand why. Now I go through that same mall knowing I do belong here. Everybody knows me. I spend my whole check here. I want to die here so my wife and kids come visit me. Come on, somebody. All right, I want to be buried here. Okay, so in Palm Beach County, it'd be like Worth Avenue, right? So what I want you to do is realize all that stuff is running in my background. So now my dad dies, and God puts the desire in me to start multi-site, multi-campus. So now I go to buy the Highway 70 property, and I could hear in my subconscious mind this voice that says, you can't do that. Nobody in your family's ever done this. Your dad said you couldn't do that. Listen, it's very hard when you love somebody, and they programmed you from the factory that you won't do that. But I had to make a decision consciously to reprogram my subconscious and go, I know my dad said that, but my father said that I am his child. I am created for good works. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Somebody ought to shout amen. So I don't get what my dad said. I get what my father said. But I must tell you honestly, in the back of my mind, and that's great because right now it's rolling to the back. In the back of my mind, I would still hear those thoughts. Those programs were still running. And I had to fix the operating system, which didn't happen in a day. It took weeks of meditation. As a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. I'm talking to you on television right now. As you think, so you will be. If you think negative thoughts, you will live a negative life. Now, meditation is powerful. New Age people say, well, you're preaching New Age. No, New Age is preaching the gospel, okay? Psalms 119, verse 15, it says this, I will meditate on your precepts and thoughtfully regard your ways, the path, that rut, that path of life established by your precepts. I will meditate. I will meditate. Metatonia. We meditate. To meditate is to close your eyes and see your preferred future. Now, here's what I did. I learned this science, technique, and art that I want to share with you right now. I can control my heart rate. I can control in bad situations. I'm a pilot, so I've been in real bad situations where bad things happened and it looked like we were going to die. And I couldn't close my eyes because I was the only pilot in the plane. So I had to control my thoughts and go, I've got this. I've been trained for this. Here's the one thing I'm going to do. While everybody else is yelling, I'm going to yell at them, say, shut up! And I'm going to land this plane. And guess what? I must have done it. I'm alive, all right? So I've been in situations, but if you lose control of your mind, you lose control of your life. So in my preferred future, I meditate upon the goodness of the Lord, what he's called me to do, and I begin to create a reality. And here's what I'm about to tell you right now. Whatever you do, don't lose sight of this. This is phenomenal teaching, by the way. This changes everything. I really wanted to go deep today. Anybody ever had a dream that woke you up, your heart was accelerating, and you were freaked out because you were scared out of your mind? Raise your hand. Your mind had perceived that this problem was real. You were asleep, but your mind thought, we got a problem. This is really happening. And it started dumping all kinds of chemicals in your body. The fight or flight's going, and you wake up, and you're like, oh, oh, oh. And Nicole's like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm all right, I think. But you were trying to stab me again in the throat. I made that part up. Okay. So your mind doesn't know the difference between reality and a perceived reality. So let's use this for our advantage. Many times what I do is I close my eyes. Some people close their eyes and like, I close my eyes and I see dead people. No, you want to close your eyes and it takes a while, but see your preferred future. I would see myself preaching at Earth City. I would see myself being multi-state, multi-site, multi-campus, reaching the world. And so my mind would grab me and it would subliminally say, you'll never do that. Who are you kidding? And I'd say, shut up. Casting down imaginations and every high thought that exalted itself above the knowledge of God. I can do all things through Christ. I see myself having churches off the highway. So then when the opportunity met the preparation, the opportunity meets the preparation. The neurons that fired together were wired together, and I already felt like this was normal for me. How do you have a budget of this? How do you pastor 18,000 people? Because the way we pastored when we had a few hundred, we couldn't pastor that way when we went to 2,000 because all the data didn't input to our software. All the programs have to change. Everything about me had to change, mostly me. I had to get into my mind and rewire my mind. And just like you with the bad dream, I'm awake. That same thing can happen in your mind. Most people do this. I'll be happy when I lose the weight. I'll be happy when I get married. I love this one. I'll be happy when I have kids. Some of y'all know that's not going to work. So we keep putting happiness off to a feeling we will get when we arrive. May I suggest to you that you will never arrive until you first arrive in your mind with prayer and meditation saying, God, I believe that my future is looking good. I believe that my blessed days and best days are out ahead of me. I believe that I can lose the weight. I believe that I can love again. I can live again. I can enjoy my life. But until you take charge of your mind, all this software is running in the background telling you all the reasons why you can't, why you should do it tomorrow. And now you begin to question, why was I here? Now, some of you, and that's okay, you don't know why you're here. You're here because God created you in his image. I was a mistake. No, you weren't. God breathed his pneuma. We get our word pneumonia into you. He created you with a purpose. And I know you were molested, and that it's running in your mind. And when a guy comes at you, you just can't have normal relations because you keep thinking of that horrible, dark night that might have happened over and over again. Maybe you're actually in a bad scenario right now to where you abuse alcohol or you abuse people because of something that happened in your past. Don't let that keep you anchored. You want to go forward and say, I'm not what I did, I'm what I do. What am I doing? I'm renewing my mind, and I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm created for good works. I don't care what they said about me. I care what God said about me. I'm going to say what God said about me. I'm favored, I'm blessed, I'm anointed, I'm equipped, I'm empowered, I'm prosperous, I'm healthy, I'm good looking, I'm in shape, I love to take charge of my life. I have a destiny to fulfill. God is on my side. His blood has been applied, and the devil is mad, and he's trying to pull me back to an old way of thinking, but I'm pushing forward in the year of 19 and 2020. These are my banner years in the name of Jesus. Come on, I give God praise for a moment. All right, you can be seated. I only have 3 minutes and 19 seconds to wrap this. So, You have to look at the emotions that keep you tethered to your past. People are always trying to change their reality with that old personality. And it doesn't work that way. So now you control your brain and go, I know everybody looks that way, but I'm not looking that way. I know everybody thinks that way, but I'm not thinking that way. You change the way you think, you change the way you live. A mind stretch never goes back to its original size. So when you stretch your mind and you go, I work out no matter what, I don't eat that. I broke myself of drinking Diet Coke and eating pepperoni pizza, which, by the way, was the best mix for me ever. I loved that. It was just phenomenal, the sizzle of that Diet Coke coming up out of the top of there with the taste of that pepperoni pizza. It was just bizarre to me. It's like, this is phenomenal. And then when I started studying about health and nutrition, come to find out that that stuff will kill you, and I was putting poison in me, and then I was soaking my brain. The brain is like full of water, right? So you're, what is it, 80 or 90% your body? So that's supposed to be soaking in water. Instead, mine was soaking in Diet Coke. Like a big one, not a little one, because Diet Coke is very addictive. And I would drink it, and I would be like, oh, that's not big enough, so I'd go in Quick Trip and make it bigger and bigger. And then eventually you're walking out. Anybody ever seen anybody walk out with a trough? You're like, help me to the car with this. Come on, raise your hand. You're not raising your hand. I'm assuming that's you. You're like, I brought mine to church today. Okay, so now I'm soaking my brain, and I wonder why I have mental fog. I wonder why I'm aggravated. My joints hurt because I'm killing it. The body's so incredible. The brain's going, you can live, you can live, you can live, you can live, you can live. I don't know how. So today, if you went and poured a bunch of Diet Coke in your car instead of gas, it wouldn't function long. Same with your body. Now, again, everybody does it, and you can keep Diet Coke in your system all you want. I'm not here lecturing you on what to eat and what not to eat. I can just tell you the way I felt, and I can tell you the science behind it and the facts there that it does produce brain tumors, okay? So I wanted to change the way I live because I watched my dad. Here's another firing neuron. At 56, I'm 50 this year, 56, 6 years from now, I watched him die. St. Anthony's Hospital, just a few miles from here, of brain tumors. Cancer killed him at 56. So in my mind, there was for a long time something going, you won't live long either. Your grandpa, he died early. Your grandmother died early. Your daddy died early. Your aunt died in her 50s. Everybody in your family dies early. And just think of the stress that you had. You owe $10 million. They didn't know anything. They had a little church with 180 people, and you have 18,000 people, and half of them hate you. Oh, my gosh. And they did love you until you got after their Diet Coke. But after all, so all this is running in my brain, right? So I had to go in there and go, no, 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 no. And it took me a long time to see myself different. Now I have reprogrammed my brain, and I have made neurological associations with people that are 80 and 90. Kenneth Copeland, 82. And he could drop down and do 100 push-ups. 15% body fat, and looks great, and feels great, passes his physical. I made associations with my spiritual mom, Joyce Meyer, who is now, what, is she 79 or 80, something like that? I don't talk about it. And here she is, and she looks great. She looks so young, because some of you know, if you got enough money, you can just keep your face looking incredible. Come on, somebody help me right now. You can change the way you look and the way you live, but it doesn't change outside till it changes inside. If you think you're getting old, I'm old, I'm 40. You're just beginning. 40's the new 20. Come on, somebody help me. 70's the new 50. Take charge of your brain. Get around the right people. Plug in the right inputs. Renew your mind. And then become in agreement with God's word. Last scripture, Amos 3:3. It says, do two walk together except they make an appointment and agree? In other words, your mind, your spirit, and your body need to march in the same direction. I'm not who I am today, even because I want to be that. I am who I am today because I'm called to be that. So when the temptation to do other things come, I subconsciously, there's a little bitty voice in there that says, you can do what you want, you're an American, because there's temptations all along my trail. And I'm able to say no to that because there's a bigger yes for me to say yes to. So you can say yes to your future if you can say no to the things that are holding you and tethering you and anchoring you to your path. But you have to walk in agreement. Come on, somebody give God praise today with his word. Listen, if you enjoyed this talk today, I want you to come out to Faith Church. We're going to make you feel right at home. St. Louis has multiple locations. Palm Beach County, two locations. I and myself, Nicole, we preach this kind of stuff that really can impact your life in a big way. You might be watching right now in a hotel room or sitting in a scenario where you're divorced and bound and think, man, could this possibly be true? This is a different kind of sermon. I'm here to tell you that God loves you just the way you are. Sometimes people believe this erroneous information going in the back of your head. Well, I'll go to church when I clean up. Well, that's probably never going to happen. If I waited till I got right to go to church, I wouldn't be here today. I'm telling you that God loves you and his grace is sufficient. He's forgiven me, he's forgiven us, and he has forgiven you. Come on, somebody, give God praise today for his grace. Come on, you can do better than that. I'll take that, Ray. Before I go, I'm heading out to preach at Earth City right now, but there's a thing called iConnects. Again, I told you, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. So I have friends in my life. In fact, right here is one who taught me about wheatgrass, taught me about a lot of the health things that I know today. So if you keep hanging around the same people, you're still going to live the same life. And not that those people were bad. Their part in your play might be over, or you still might be friends with them, but you need to network up. So our iConnect sessions start this week. And out in the lobby, there's a bunch of cookies around and a bunch of people to make you feel comfortable. And they'll go through this with you and say, hey, I want to look at this and see what I want to do. There's movie groups, there's biking groups, there's sewing groups, there's any kind of group, anxiety groups, prayer groups, volleyball groups. There's every kind of group that you can imagine at this church, golfing groups, but you need to get around the right people. When you get around the right people, they will give you the right answer, and then you'll have the life that you dreamed of, all right? So today, on your way out, go back there to the iConnect. Don't put it off to tomorrow. You won't do it tomorrow. Do it today. Get around the right people so you can reprogram your mind. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here today, you say, Pastor, pray for me because I want to receive the Lord, the Savior of my life, or I've walked away from the Lord, and you want to receive Jesus today or get right with Jesus today. Raise your hand. Nobody's looking. Raise it up high. Let me see it all over the building. That's good. You can put it down. Say this with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. You have forgiven me, and now I will live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Give the Lord a hand as you watch Matt's story.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.